Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Well, good morning and welcome to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
I'm Sherry Kantos.
Hope you're having an outstanding weekend.
Yes.
Hard to believe. We're in the middle of August.
Summer's over.
My brother sent me a text message and said, hey, what about Labor Day?
Oh,
going,
my
what?
God.
Are you, you know, we've had so much stuff that's going on this year. So many blessings at the Financial Enhancement Group. We've been able to add a few new people to the team. We're building the new building.
Yeah, there's boxes everywhere.
The new building is about to be completed. We're still here in Anderson, right off of exit 222, what they call the flagship area. So we ran out of space here, quite frankly. We've been in this building for 19 years. It feels like an old friend. I'm worried about the move, but at the same time, I am a big believer in what people from Habitat for Humanity try to accomplish.
Yeah.
If you're not familiar with that, what I call ministry, YADA, but
yeah,
here in Anderson, it is a big deal. A lot of the families that I take care of, mm-hmm. Are engineers and people like that, and they work with Habitat for Humanity to build houses, to help families on the path to ownership.
Sure.
And it's a very, very interesting model. So, Barb and I, my wife and I made the decision. I didn't want to see another vacant building in Anderson,
right.
Downtown. It just bothered me. And so we were able to let Habitat for Humanity move in here and not have to worry about a lease and be able to have a place to call an office, some storage, you know, to be able to work with families and hopefully provide some education. So
we're
partnering
cool
with Habitat for Humanity to the best of our ability.
Perfect.
I think they really, really do a great job. And it was a lot of thought that went into that. I asked the families that I work with, you know, who they thought of. We have another ministry that we're big fans of called the Christian Center.
Mm-hmm.
But and then the we like dogs, not cats. So you know we take care of some pets too. But at the end of the day, this wasn't a good shelter, and the Christian Center already has a place for people to live and to eat.
Yeah.
So Habitat for Humanity just made sense. We're happy to be able to have that. Now, from a financial planning standpoint, there are a lot of questions that come along with that. How does that transpire? How does it look? That's where that tax planning component.
You're talking about gifting
into.
Then?
Gifting or using the value of use. All sorts of things that we had to consider and to take into place.
Oh yeah.
So when you listen to this show today, we're going to talk about the five critical elements and around to it.
Mm-hmm.
And around to it simply means you got to get around to it,
right?
To be able to get stuff actually implemented. We're going to walk you through some of those things. Looking forward to having a great show. Hope you truly, truly enjoy it. You got a question or comment, shoot me an email. Consider this at yourlifeafterwork.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Sherry Kantos, co-host for Consider This with Joe Clark. Joe is a certified financial planner and former professor at Purdue University. Joe is the managing partner for the Financial Enhancement Group based in Central Indiana, and Joe's passion is teaching people about their money. Find out more at yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group manages more than $300 million for families in 31 states. The Financial Enhancement Group takes care of people who don't want to worry about their money. Join Joe and me as we address your questions about money in five key areas: retirement planning, tax planning, investment planning, risk management, and estate planning. And each week, we will tackle questions that can make a difference in your life. The Financial Enhancement Group can be reached at 800-928-4001. You can find out more at our website, yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group is an SEC-registered investment advisor. Securities offered through World Equity Group, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Well, good morning and welcome to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
I'm Sherry Contos.
We're happy to have you along. Hey, today we're going to talk about Around to It.
Around to It?
Around to It. I remember the first time somebody back in Muncie when I was in high school, probably junior high, gave me one of the teachers. He seemed to think that I procrastinated. And I spend most of my life under pressure of some sort or another, whether it was football, wrestling, debate, dealing with the market. I don't know if I procrastinate or if I just like
the
sense of pressure.
Yeah,
that's probably it. And his name was Mr. Rogers. He's passed away, but he handed me this wooden coin, and I said, "What is that?" He says, "Round to it, Joe." And and what it is most people have the best of intentions.
True.
They just never get around to it. So this is what I have found in 31 years of helping people with financial planning, is people have the best of intentions, but one of two things tend to happen to most families.
What's that?
Either one, they never get around to it, right? They go to bed and they say, "Hey, honey, we really need to talk about getting a trust or a will." And then they don't.
Right.
Or they have enough discipline that they go to the attorney and they get the trust or the will, but then they don't properly transfer title to other stuff. Mm. Or they say, "Hey, we really need to switch the allocation inside of our 401k, but then they never get around to it. Right?
Yeah.
That's what we find. Or the second is that curse of knowledge, and that's you simply don't know
what you don't know.
And what I did when I started teaching at Purdue was broke financial planning down for my students in six basic areas. They needed to have a basic understanding of economics.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the first week. Now, understand, I taught the capstone course. So the students really should have known all this stuff before they got there. You can't teach retirement planning in a week.
Yeah.
What I gave them was the overview of what I thought they needed to know. Okay?
Right.
But I broke it down into what we call the five critical elements. We have a process, the Financial Enhancement Group. So when families come in to work with us, what they can expect is for us to help them articulate a financial vision. It's not quantitative. There's no numbers. It's qualitative. How do you want to live your life where you are? And then we have the five critical elements. Your life after work. Some people call it retirement. What I find is people don't just watch grass grow.
Right.
The second is tax planning that has to be done annually. Every November, we mail out the tax package to the families that we serve and say, "Hey, have any of these 8 to 12 things taken place in your life or your kids' lives if they're adults, or your parents if they're still with us?" The third is the investment playbook. The fourth is life happens, the good, bad, and ugly of life. And of course, the fifth is the legacy plan. What do you want to have happen after you're no longer in charge of it, either for yourself, which happens more often than you think, or when you're gone and it goes to your kids? So we do call it your life after work. We're going to start there today. And the first questions most of my families ask when they come in is, how much money can I really take out of my investments? And it is critical that you understand, we have focused on distribution planning since I got into the industry, certainly since we started the Financial Enhancement Group back in 1997. I believe very definitely that people go through three phases or stages, pick your word, of finance. You go through a period of time when you're in accumulation.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I am not a mutual fund fan. If you've got less than $50,000, mutual funds help people start accumulation. It actually works there. Not my favorite way, but it actually works there. If you have more than $50,000, in my professional opinion, you have no business having your money in mutual funds. And if you don't understand the fees and expenses that you're paying, give us a call. I'll be more than happy to explain them to you. It's pretty simple. When you hear that stock trades are free at some places and you can't figure out how they can be in business and do it for free, all of a sudden you have to realize maybe they have a revenue source that you don't necessarily understand, right? So that's the first part. The second part of that phase or stage is what we call preservation. That's where you're still saving money, perhaps, but what you're saving this year doesn't matter near as much as what you had already accumulated. It's your nest egg. But eventually, you've got to get the money out. And what happens is people will come in here and they'll say, "Joe, I've saved $500,000 in my 401k, or I've got $1 million in an IRA. Now I'm 70 and a half and I have to take money out because of required minimum distributions, or I need to take some out because I need income. How much can I take?" And here's the key thing. And it's
how much can you take and be okay?
And not run out of money. And not worry about 10 years down the road or 15 years down the road.
Yes.
And here's where I get very, very concerned for people. We understand that markets go up and down. We got that, right? Yeah. Everybody understands that the word volatility exists.
Right.
What they don't necessarily understand is that average return is a period where you have to be there in order to get the average, beginning, middle, and end.
Right? Yeah, right.
So I'll have families who've come in who have kept diligent track. I've got a lot of engineers that we take care of. And they've kept diligent track that their average return has been 7% or 8% over 20-year period of time. And they have and they've experienced the volatility. But they have the belief, because they've averaged that they can take out a similar amount of income every year and be okay.
Yeah.
And the problem is, when you get to distribution, Sherry, it doesn't work that way.
Right.
Right. Because when I take a dollar out in 2008 or in 2000 in the tech wreck, when I take a dollar out, it doesn't average all the way through, because it was only there at that point. It wasn't there at the end. It
doesn't have a chance to catch up to the rebound.
It doesn't have a chance to get back up there. And so people say, well, I'll just assume a lower rate of return. Well, that helps. That helps mitigate the volatility, or helps mitigate the problem of distribution, but it's not the sole answer. We'll talk a little bit more about that in the investment playbook. But how much you can really take depends on a lot of things, and you brought it up. Do you want to have money left when you're done?
Yeah.
What age do you want to run out? Here's what I have learned over 31 years of doing this. I come as a former professor at Purdue University, where I taught financial planning. I've got the CFP, the Certified Financial Planner designation, and 31 years of raw experience. Sometimes the three agree.
Yeah, yeah.
Many times the three schools of thought, if you will, don't agree.
Interesting.
And here's what I have seen over 31 years of practicality. People would come to me at 60. Right after 1987 in the crash, everybody was worried about their money. I started 2 weeks before the crash, and they would say, Joe, you know, I just watched 23% of the market vanish in a day.
Yeah.
You know, how much money can I take? And I took what I had learned academically and applied it. And today I have a lot of 90-year-olds with a whole lot of money and not a lot of life left. So one of the first things I do with the families that we work with is help them break their budget down into a fixed expenses. That's what you're going to have when you're 60, 75, and 90, if you're still with us. And secondly, your social expenses, because those tend to break down and go down over time. Sherry, we're still young and thriving, but your parents, they don't do as much as what they used to do.
No.
My mom doesn't do as much as what she used to do.
Right.
And statistically, at 65, the average American spends less money than they did the year before on having fun.
Really?
What I've seen in my practice,
that's depressing.
What I've seen in my practices is closer to 68.
Yeah, yeah.
But
okay.
You do see that breakdown. So why run an inflationary number that we're taught academically to use on money that you know you're going to not use in that category anymore?
Sense. Yeah.
It lets people have more freedom today and to really understand life and what's going on. So when we work with people in this area, I want you to understand what really happens to life based on your unique situation of people that are very, very similar to you.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Not some textbook thing, not some average American, people that are very, very similar to you in your situation, in your condition. That's your life after work. Hey, if you got a question or comment, shoot me an email. Consider this at yourlifeafterwork.com. Go to the website. Find more. Yourlifeafterwork.com. We'll take a break and be right back.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
Biz Talk Radio.
Well, good morning and welcome back to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
I'm Sherry Kontos.
Happy to have you along. Sherry,
yes, sir.
The folks, the people that are out there that are taking the time to listen, we appreciate it. This week, we are working on the round to it.
Yes.
The things that everybody knows that they need to get around to doing, it's just a lot of times it doesn't happen. The thing that has driven me the most, I remember being 22 years old and getting audited by the IRS. And I remember the pain.
Wow.
Of them telling me that I owed an additional $300 in taxes plus a $100 penalty.
Mm.
That was the second thing that started my driving influence of the Financial Enhancement Group. The first was when I moved to Benton County up by Lafayette in 1984. We lost two farms in 1984 and 1985. The farm was in Dad's name. Dad died. Mom had to pay estate taxes, and it drove me down to Indiana University to want to study estate planning and law, because that was just wrong
traumatic.
In my mind. It was traumatic. That and the audit. Between the two, me and the IRS, were kind of on the outs.
Yeah, you had the best
of friends.
It's
only 30 years later. So the reality is, in 86, Reagan changed the tax code. The farms would have been protected.
Yeah.
This tax stuff does matter. But what I have found over my 3-decade-plus career of doing this is that people rarely get around to it when it comes to tax planning.
Hmm.
People will say, well, Joe, I have a CPA. Yes, you may do. You may have a CPA.
Right.
And that's great. And I'm sure they do the tax reporting in April of the following year just fine. I'm sure they do a great job with the reporting.
Right.
The problem is the tax planning has to be done before December 31st.
Hmm.
So every November 1st, the first week in November, we mail out a package at the Financial Enhancement Group that we call the tax package, right?
Yes.
And it comes and it's going to ask you about 8 to 12 things. Have any of these happened to you? And you always need to think 3 generations. Have any of these happened to you, your adult-aged children, or your parents if they're still with us? And if they have, here are things that you ought to consider. Now, I'm a big part and proponent of what we call the FEG One Stop. I've been a Rotary for years. You know, I'm a Paul Harris Fellow. I haven't been in the meetings for a while, but I love the concept of Rotary and the clubs where I golf and the things. And I know a lot of CPAs and I know a lot of attorneys. And Sherry, if you were walking down the road and saw me talk to some of them, you would presume that we would work together because we know each other.
Right.
And that's what people do. Well, my CPA and my attorney know each other. Well, there's a difference between knowing each other and working with each other.
Right.
See, in some places, you have a period of what we call cooperation.
Mm-hmm.
Cooperation is when I say, Sherry, I need you to do this.
Okay.
Okay.
And I say,
and you do it.
And I say, okay.
Right. That's what an employee would do. It's if you tell an attorney you need this document, that's what they prepare.
Right.
I prefer a world of collaboration. Collaboration is where the sum of the parts, the two people together, get more than what each of them would have done independently and then added together. It's the two horse cart theory of pulling something, that collaboration. So we created the FEG One Stop. And I work with CPA firms that we have vetted. They have vetted us. Mm-hmm. They understand our process. I understand their process. We know that we work together, even as individual firms. Mm-hmm. We work together, or collective firms, I should say. We work together to make sure that our families are getting the message that they need to be able to do the best tax planning. So we kind of force you to engage, if you will, and the CPA to engage before the end of the year so that we can make the right decisions. We do the same thing on the estate planning side, in our legacy side. But here's what I need you to do. One, you need to get out your tax return and actually read it. There's some key numbers that you need to understand that are on there. Line 7 is going to tell you what your earned income is. It tells us whether or not we may be able to contribute to an IRA or a Roth IRA. Bottom of page 1 is your adjusted gross income. That number gives us some rules, again, about what you qualify for, what you can do. Line 43 on the current return is what's called your taxable income. Now, this is critical. This is critical because that taxable income is what you pay taxes on, not Social Security tax, not FICA and FUTA. It's what you actually pay taxes on. And there's a magic bracket in the United States, especially for those of you listening in Central Indiana. It doesn't take a lot of money to live here, right?
Right.
So married filing jointly, we all have now a $24,000 standard deduction. And $79,000 of taxable income still keeps us in the 12% bracket. So you can make between you and your spouse a little over $100,000 a year and be in the 12% bracket. Now, why is that so special? Well, very, very simply put, you pay no taxes on capital gains. You pay no taxes on dividends. It is a beautiful thing if you understand how that tax planning works. Here's the one, though, that bothers me the most, and it's for people that have already retired that are in their senior years. And I have this lady, she's a widow in Lafayette, Indiana. I love her dearly. She's just an outstanding, brilliant lady. Did her own taxes up until she was, I think, 66 years old when I finally got her to bring in the return. You know, we've got over $1 million in an account for her that's in a 403B that she had when she taught at Purdue. Like I said, not a ding-a-ling, right?
Right.
Very brilliant. But she did her taxes, and because they lived within their means, the house was paid for. She was able to live on Social Security.
Yeah, right? Great.
So when she brought in her tax return after the end of the year, right, that first year, she moved the money over but didn't bring in the tax return because she did it and she said she had that handled. I don't even allow that to happen anymore. It all starts with the tax return, right? But she paid zero tax because she was just living on Social Security. And I've got $1 million that I'm growing inside of an IRA account.
And it's not a Roth.
She has three kids, not a Roth. Oh. She has three kids that are all in the 22, back then it was the 28% tax bracket, 22% tax bracket, all three of them, one's above that.
Wow.
And they're going to inherit the money. And she's paying zero in tax because she's not doing the tax planning and she forgets that it's a financial journey.
Yeah.
See, with tax planning, Sherry, most of us get into the snapshot of paying the least amount of tax that
we can
today.
And if we are happy if we do.
We want to, it's a feel good moment, a feel good society.
Oh, yeah.
What I want to do is to make sure that your financial journey isn't wrecked by the decisions that we're making right now. Right. So at the Financial Enhancement Group, we like to live on our principles and our discipline of investing, tax planning, the process. We aren't worried about our interest today. We're worried about the journey. Right?
Yeah.
And not getting emotional, not making bad decisions. I'm not going to eat the chocolate cake every single meal. Right?
Yeah.
Now, every now and then, you're going to have a piece of cake. It's just going to happen, right? If you like cake. I'm not a sweet eater. But if you like cake, it's probably going to happen.
Right.
But you can't do it every day. You can skip a workout, but you can't skip all the workouts, right?
Right.
Bad things happen. And that's what happens in tax planning decisions when people fail to recognize the opportunities that exist right now, but not just for today, for their future.
And for the kids.
Right. So Andy Stanley taught me something a long, long time ago. When making a decision, he says, based on my past experiences, my current circumstances, my future hopes and dreams, what would be wise for me to do right now?
Yep.
I understand it is easy not to get around to it. I understand it. It's easy.
It's easy.
There's so many things that are out there that you would rather do than talk about this.
Right? Oh, yeah.
And we take care of people who don't want to worry about their money.
Mm-hmm.
We put it on autopilot for you the best that we possibly can because we recognize that. We get it. We understand it. Coming here is not a job. But it is important that we think about the tax planning and get the biggest bang for our buck that we possibly can, especially when it's saving money that's going to Washington, D.C. YourLifeAfterWork.com. Sherry and I'll take a break. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Joe Clark, host of Consider This and managing partner of the Financial Enhancement Group. For the last 20 years, the Financial Enhancement Group has developed a process that's straightforward and simple. I'll share that with you, what we use to protect more than 700 families, more than $300 million in retirement assets. We take care of people who don't want to worry about their money. I started in this industry before the crash in 1987, and I've been an active participant helping families like yours strive to build a secure retirement. Here's what I've learned as a certified financial planner, a former professor at Purdue University, and as a trusted advisor for the last three decades. Nothing will separate you from your retirement like the Internal Revenue Service. You can reach us at 800-928-4001 at yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group is an SEC-registered investment advisor, securities offered through World Equity Group Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC. Again, that number is 800-928-4001, and you can reach us at yourlifeafterwork.com.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble. I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself. But come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done! Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio.
Well, good morning and welcome back to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
I'm Sherry Kontos.
We're happy to have you around.
We are.
Speaking happy. Around.
Yes.
Go ahead, Sherry.
Yes, we are happy. We're
Sherry
happy
gets
today.
Sherry gets a kick out of it when people tell her that they heard her on the radio, by
I
the
do.
Way. So, you know, if you're out there and you're a Sherry fan and you got them, I had somebody tell me, a new family that came in and said, you tell that Sherry that she's a hoot.
Oh,
and,
wow.
You know, I don't know if you have to be from Muncie or just Indiana to know that a hoot's a good thing.
That's a good
but
thing.
It's a,
well,
it's,
it can
you
be.
Know,
it can be.
Well, I've never heard anybody be called a bad hoot, right?
You yeah, know, that's true. I get
you're
it.
You're a good hoot.
I'm a good
Anyhow,
hoot.
Anyhow, we're talking about round to it's today. And you know that expression that we just didn't get around to it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what happens in the financial world so much. So we talked about your life after work. We talked about tax planning in the last two segments.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, if you miss part of the show, you can either go to iTunes, Consider This with Big Joe Clark, or you can go to our website at yourlifeafterwork.com and you can listen to the show again. I'm happy to have you in either of those regards. But the third that we're going to talk about now is investment planning. And I do mean planning, right? It's
yes.
this. It is so easy to get caught up in the emotion of where we are today.
Yeah.
So I just had a family come in this week, had about $400,000 in a 401k, and he got half of investment timing correct.
He got half of investment timing?
Timing.
Okay.
Something that you're taking your retirement at absolute risk in doing. And
okay.
what happened is in 2008, he said he recognized that there was something wrong in the housing market that he thought would lead to a
crash.
Challenge inside of the stock market, and he went 100% cash.
Wow.
The problem is he's still 100%
oh.
cash. See, if you're going to market time, you've got to time getting out correctly.
Yeah.
But you also have to time getting back in correctly.
Wow.
When I wake up in the mornings as a fiduciary, my job is to take care of your money as if it were my money and we were in the same situation. That's the definition of a fiduciary, right? So I don't call and say, Sherry, what do you think about Starbucks' business model
right.
or their earnings? If
right.
I sell it in my account, I'm selling it in hers. If I'm buying it in her account, I'm buying it in mine. My money is right there, separate accounts, but it's right there with everybody.
Yeah.
So when I wake up, and if you're doing this on your own, write this down, because these are the four things in the synopsis from the investment side that I think you really have to be cognizant of. You have to continuously be aware. And it's not a silo. It's not one. It's all four. So one, risk and volatility. That's one. There's two different things in that category, but risk and volatility. So when I'm done with Bible study and everything else I do in the morning, CNBC goes on. I look to see what's going on in the futures and what's happening in the world.
Yep.
The second thing are fees and expenses.
Mm-hmm.
There are reasons why companies can now give you free stock trades and not go out of business. They still have big buildings, big names, big commercials. Folks, if you don't understand how Wall Street gets paid, you need to learn.
I think it's confusing, though.
You need to understand. No, it's very simple. It's hard for people to imagine that they missed it.
Yeah.
And so we're going to ignore it.
Right,
it's kind of like blood pressure.
If you don't know
you have high blood pressure, it can still kill you.
Right,
right? Fees
right.
and expenses that you don't understand that are in your portfolio.
Mm-hmm.
Right, we had a guy who came in a couple of weeks ago, and our fees that we charge are based on the amount of assets that they have.
Right,
he didn't have a lot of assets. And
yeah.
so he would pay a larger percentage, right?
Right.
And
yep.
he couldn't
yep.
reconcile
that.
Paying us less than what he's paying inside of mutual funds that he just didn't understand he was paying.
How did he find out what he was paying inside the mutual fund?
He didn't. Because you don't know the exact amount.
Well, that's what I
mean. All you have to know is how it works, and then you can look at some ratios and come up with it. John Bogle, who built Vanguard, mm-hmm. said it's almost always in an actively traded mutual fund, the fees and expenses that you pay are almost always equal to the known fee that you pay. So if it says 1%, add another.
Wow.
Right? And that didn't even talk about tax efficiency, but can't get me off track.
I know.
Right?
Sorry.
So risk and volatility, mm-hmm. fees and expenses. The third is taxes, both today and tomorrow. Mm-hmm. When am I going to buy? When am I going to sell? What's it look like? And then the fourth is real return. Real simply means I need to get something above what the inflation rate is, or I'm losing purchasing power.
Yeah.
So this poor guy, $400,000 in his 401k, should today be $800,000. He got it right. And if you want to think about that on the risk and volatility side, he recognized that.
Yeah.
But real return, the inflation rate destroyed him. Now, in all fairness, the last decade, inflation's not ran that hot. But believe me, my friends, it is ramping pretty hard right now.
Right now, yeah.
And you've got to pay attention to that real return. Somebody came in the other day and said, Joe, I can finally get a CD at 2.5%. I said, I put my thumb up and I said, splendid. Inflation, in my opinion, is probably running close to 3% right now. Especially the older you get, the more you need services, less you need goods.
Right.
We actually have deflationary pressure in goods, inflationary pressure in service. It's a whole lot easier to find a restaurant with an empty table because they don't have a server than a customer. Right. We're just in this world right now where you have to be aware of that. So in that investment planning, if you're going to time it, make sure you know when you're going to get, if you get out, when you're going to get back in and how you're going to do it. Secondly, understand what stage or phase of finance you're in. You behave differently in accumulation and preservation than you do in distribution. And, you know, people will say, well, Joe, I'm getting ready to retire, so I need to move to a conservative account. Please remember, when you're 60, if you're married in reasonable, not great, you're not running marathons, in reasonable health, the actuaries say you've got better than a 90% probability one of you makes it to 90. I've got to take care of your money for the next 30 years. And if you don't have a process that's in place for that for 30 years, you're in trouble. So just opting out and going to the autopilot, give me 3 or 4%, may not be in your best interest. We need to be able to look at that and understand it. You need to make sure that you have a discipline that says, here's how we're going to look at this, and here's how we're going to behave. So in our investment planning, what we do, Barb and I, my wife, have different accounts because we have money that does different things. Make sense?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Money is a tool. It's not, it is not an end all.
Yeah.
Right? And so people will try to make financial decisions when they come in to see us. They have made financial decisions in the past in the default mode based on age. And the reality is that money is a function of need and want, not of age.
Right.
So when Barb's grandmother died at 98 years old, I love her to pieces. What a wonderful, wonderful woman.
Aww.
We had 70% of her money in equities. And people go, why in the world would you have 70% of her money in equities when she's 98?
Yeah.
Well, the obvious answer is she didn't spend the money yesterday, and she's probably not going to spend it tomorrow.
Right. Yeah,
would
yeah.
my mother-in-law rather have inherited Microsoft and Apple and companies that were doing well, right,
or,
in a portfolio where she got a step up in basis, or CDs that were at the time paying 4% and 5% that were fully taxable interest along the way?
Right.
See how you work that, the fiduciary focus in, risk and volatility, fees and expenses, taxes today and tomorrow. What's it look like when your beneficiary gets it?
Isn't that also legacy planning, what you just said?
Those five critical elements all come together more often than people think.
Yeah.
And what happens is we all want to talk about the one we understand the most, the one that we feel the best about, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you hate the taxes and you hate the IRS, you probably want to hear me talk about tax planning.
Right.
When I'm on CNBC, people want to talk about the investment part. The reality is they all come together, folks. It is a grouping. It's a cluster, and you got to get them all right. You really, really do. Hey, you're listening to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark, along with Sherry Kontos. You got a question or comment, shoot us an email. Consider This at yourlifeafterwork.com. Don't forget to go to the website where you can find the rest of the show. If you missed part, we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Sherry Kontos, co-host for Consider This with Joe Clark. Joe is a certified financial planner and former professor at Purdue University. Joe is the managing partner for the Financial Enhancement Group based in Central Indiana, and Joe's passion is teaching people about their money. Find out more at yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group manages more than $300 million for families in 31 states. The Financial Enhancement Group takes care of people who don't want to worry about their money. Join Joe and me as we address your questions about money in five key areas: retirement planning, tax planning, investment planning, risk management, and estate planning. And each week we will tackle questions that can make a difference in your life. The Financial Enhancement Group can be reached at 800-928-4001. You can find out more at our website, yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group is an SEC registered investment advisor. Securities offered through World Equity Group, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solution Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you have lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. Call right now. 800-597-9323.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now. Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
You love your car, and so does Car Checks. We're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and have been helping people avoid spending a fortune in costly car repair bills for almost 20 years. For about $2.50 a day, you get the peace of mind in knowing that your expensive repair bills may be covered by a vehicle protection plan. Think about if your air conditioner or the transmission goes out. That could cost you a few $1,000s. Or you can get protected with Car Checks and pay only a standard deductible. For about $2.50 a day, you can make sure you don't get stuck with the bill for covered repairs. Keep your car in tip-top shape. For a completely free quote, call Car Checks now at 800-958-5207. 800-958-5207. That's 800-958-5207. Or visit GetProtected.com. That's GetProtected.com.
Biz Talk Radio.
Well, good morning and welcome back to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
I'm Sherry Kontos.
Happy to have you along.
We are.
This is the Sherry segment.
My favorite segment.
I promise in the next year to figure out a better title for this, but I'll give you the rules and the regulations.
Yes.
They're
okay.
Not changing.
No.
Here's the deal. Sherry usually finds something that pertains to her life. That's the side note. But she comes in with stuff that I'm not prepared to see, talk about, know about, or anything else. And then she asks me what my feelings are on those.
Yes.
Lord knows I may not always be right, but I always have an opinion.
You do always have
an
opinion.
You know, I had a general years ago that tell me, Joe, this sounds really, really bad, but it's better to make a bad decision than stay flat-footed on the battlefield.
Yeah.
And, you know, so in my world, that opinion part is important. So fire away, Sherry.
Okay.
It's your job.
Well, so I am always saying it's real questions from real people.
There you go.
And as you mentioned earlier today.
That might be the name.
It might be. It's exciting when people come up to me and have listened to the show. And then they typically follow that up with, oh, by the way, next time you see Joe, ask him, blah, blah, blah. So, I have two very good friends. We will call them Jack and Jill. We'll change the names to protect
Jack
innocent.
And Jill.
Jack and Jill. And they have been thinking over the course of the last 6 months about when are we going to pull the trigger and retire. Jill is retired already.
Okay. How old is Jill?
Jill is probably 64.
Okay.
And has not worked for several years.
Okay.
Jack is still working, has a good pension, has been with the same company for years and years and years. And so he's been doing the numbers. And I think it's a combination of so many years of service and age. I don't know that, you know, they've had
a pension system based on points.
Right. He is determined he can retire in February of this coming year.
Okay.
He will be 63.
Okay.
Do not think they're planning on doing Social Security at that point. But he has made that decision. So the conversations that we have, because I see them weekly, is do we move? We want to downsize? Do we, you know, they have all these things floating around in their head. And I know that you have a practice year with your people to do the financial things. But my question is,
Now, since you brought it up, let me explain it.
Okay,
so
go ahead.
A year before you go off, any time we can, people tend to find us. The majority of families, and it's this true, this year we've had a lot of people in their 80s that have shown up.
Mm-hmm.
But generally, it's been people that were 55 to 64, 2 years inside of retirement, one side or the other. Either 2 years and they're getting ready to, or two years afterwards and they found out it was a little tougher than they thought.
Right.
Right. So if you come in on the 2 years before, one of the things we're going to help you do is have a retirement practice year. And that's where we work through things to make sure that there are no surprises, there's no hiccups, and you're really, really prepared. Right. All right. So finish your thought.
Okay. So my question is, are there certain standard things that people should be asking themselves? I did actually Google this question. It was funny because I got all these calendars, these goofy, funny, looking forward to retirement calendars you could put on your phones and in your office. And when I do grants, there's a federal countdown for the deadline that it literally the seconds tick off in the upper right hand corner of your application. So it's kind of like that. There's this counter, and that's not what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Are there certain things people need to do? Do they need to be setting up the lump sum payment from or their retirement things or IRAs? What practical things should they be doing?
Well, the
not living within their means, but just setting things up to retire February 1st.
Right. So the couple key things that they need to remember is when you retire and when, you know, because the general question is, do I have enough?
Right? Yeah, yeah.
When people get ready to retire, first of all, for most people, understand that's an emotional decision more than it is financial.
Mm-hmm.
Right. There are a lot of people I know who could financially retire.
Yeah.
Who don't.
Right.
Right. I call it your life after work because most people don't retire.
Right. Right?
A lot of the people that I'm around continue to work because they love what they do. I'm one of those people that is just deadly passionate about what I mean.
Right.
This is,
yeah.
I know my why. It's to educate people about their finances so they don't make inefficient financial decisions that lead to frustration and devastation.
Right.
If I could find somewhere else to do that, I might consider it, but I really love being right here and have no intention of leaving.
Sure.
Most of the families that I have are like that. Some will transition into volunteer work or Habitat for Humanity, which I'm a big supporter of, one of those kind of things. But they don't sit flat-footed and watch grass grow.
Right.
So number one, when you're going to retire, that first thing you have to do is make sure that you can replace your standard of living, not your income.
Right.
Most of the stuff that's written academically is around averages. Mm-hmm. And so they'll say this percentage or that percentage of your income, and that's hogwash. You're unique. God made us all unique. And you take your uniqueness, your situation, and you say, this is what I need to replace my standard of living. That's the first one. And then the second one, the IRS calls it an ordering rule. We're going to keep it simple. The second one is, where do I take money from and when? Right. So we help people break it down first to mailbox checks. Mailbox checks are the ones that we're glad are coming in, but we can't stop them. Right.
Yeah.
And remember, if you think about the fiduciary focus, number two is tax planning. Right. So we always want to be cognizant of tax planning. So a mailbox check is a pension. When I retire, if they're going to send me a pension check, I'm going to get that amount of money. I'm glad to get the money, but that has a direct result to my tax return.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Secondly, another mailbox check when you turn 70 and a half are required minimum distributions.
Yeah.
Whether I want them or not, they're coming. Right.
Yeah.
A third one then is Social Security. Once you turn it on, generally you're not turning it off. You've got one switch if you took it early to turn it off at a certain date, but that's a whole other story. But those are the mailbox checks, right? And then you've got your other assets and things that are out there. And so you want to, and that's why that number one job in planning, especially in the accumulation stage, hopefully is to build tax diversification, money that's already been taxed, money that's tax-free like a Roth, and money that's tax-deferred. And we want to take those three and figure out which one we want to pull money from in what order to be able to make it happen. So
that's the
standard of living, that they need to know when they need to sign up for Medicare and how they're going to take care of healthcare prior to that, right? We've got a whole person that focuses on helping people understand those Medicare questions. We don't sell it, want to have nothing to do with it.
Right.
It's just a matter of when do you sign up? How do you do it? How do you elect it? You know, those kind of things. They need to have four. When am I going to take Social Security?
Right.
Five, most people make the mistake of not understanding that they want to take money out of their IRAs prior to required minimum distribution. Remember, there's nothing that will separate your friends, Jack and Jill, from their retirement like the Internal Revenue Service.
Yes.
No, if there's anything that's going to mess with your retirement, folks, for most of you who saved and did a great job doing it, it's now getting it out. It's the volatility of getting it out. Mm. It's the assumptions that have to be used getting it out. It's not locking it up into a blasted annuity and thinking you can put it on autopilot. It's not that. It is engaging and dealing with your tax return and that tax journey that you're going to be in.
Yeah.
And so we would start with them. If they're retiring in February, they're only going to have 2 months worth of income, right? Depending on the pension and the other mailbox checks, we're going to make sure that they're up to the top of that 12% tax bracket. So let's say they only have $60,000 for the taxable income and they can have 79 and still be in the 12% bracket. Mm-hmm. They may not need the money out of their IRA, but trust me, we would take money out of the IRA and say, go ahead, IRS, have your way with me. Tax me at 12%, put the money in another account so that you can build that tax diversification. Mm. Wish I had more time to go into this. There's a lot to talk about. You're listening to Consider This with Joe Clark along with Sherry Kontos. We wish you a wonderful rest of the August. We'll see you again next week. Take care.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.